take a little trip down memory lane for National Siblings Day.
Mix 96. Good morning. We're Dan and Michelle.
Happy National Siblings Day.
Yeah, what are you going to do to celebrate?
It's a good day to maybe call up your brother, your sister, and say, "What's up?"
I have too many.
Or maybe punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Depending on the kind of brother or sister they were.
I have a lot of bad memories.
According to a new survey, 8% of people have had a fight with their siblings that actually drew blood or left marks.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That never happened to me.
When my brother would torment me, I would like scissor kick at him. And if that didn't ward him away, I would just call for mom and dad. I was the baby and they would come
and 911.
He would get in trouble. And
mom!
Pretty much. 89% of us Americans have a sibling.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 5 say they're totally different from their sibling.
Oh, sure.
100%.
Yes.
My brother has a master's in chemistry.
I don't even know how that's possible.
You
guys have met this guy.
Passed chemistry 101. And on our final exam, we could use a cheat sheet, like a single page cheat sheet. And I still got a C on the top. Like, I don't even know how. It's like, my brain is not wired for chemistry.
You saw yourself short. Quite smart.
He's an Iron Man. I hate running.
Yeah.
Like, we're so different. Like, we couldn't be any more different in a lot of ways. So that's 100% true. 10% are best friends with their brother or sister.
Yeah,
I love that.
Absolutely.
5% still share the same friend group.
Wow.
We did in college. That was really fun to hang out with the same group of people and go places and, you know, have your brother there. 36% of people say it's best to be the oldest.
Oh, that's crap.
31% say it's best to be the youngest.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And 18% say the middle. Those were all middle children.
Yeah, well,
and 15% say it's ideal to be an only child. Get all the attention.
I can see that too, yeah.
Yeah, the majority, though, of only children say they wish they had a brother or a sister.
I can see both points.
All right, so we want to take a quick little trip down memory lane, wondering, what's your craziest sibling story?
Mm.
Like, what's the craziest thing that happened when you guys were kids? I remember my brother had turned 16, got his driver's license, and my parents had this like 280Z.
Yeah.
It was old then, but it had been fixed up and restored. It was very nice little hatchback sports car. And my brother got it, which I was completely jealous, but they were like, oh, we'll hand it down. Like after he, you know, then
you'll get it. Don't worry.
Yeah, you'll get it. Until one day at lunch, he and some friends decided to take it off-roading in the Arizona desert.
As you do.
He denied it up and down. My parents, though, of course,
as you do,
had to take it to the mechanic. And they're like, oh, yeah, this was driven hard and fast over lots of bumps.
That's just terrible.
Yeah, they had to junk out the car.
Oh.
Never got it.
Wow.
I know. I was like crazy. So when I got my license, they're like, you bet, you know.
Well, you're a girl, though, different.
Dan's one of 5 boys.
Yeah, and I had one, Larry, who used to beat me up. Like all the time. My mom, we grew up poor and she really couldn't afford a babysitter. She'd go to work during the summer and he would be my babysitter. And he used to just like throw me around the house.
Oh my gosh.
He was awful. He was a terrible human being back then. Now we're like really close.
Super
nice
now.
He will literally sing a song to you if you come over to his house for Thanksgiving or whatever. He'll pull out the guitar and sing something
Kumbaya.
To you. He's super sweet. Super sweet.
He wouldn't even harm a fly now.
Well, one of my other brothers, Mike, comes in, sees him beat me up one time. And Mike is that gentle soul, been a gentle soul his entire life, punched him out.
No kidding.
Said, leave him alone. And Larry never bothered me again.
Well, that's awesome.
But all 4 of my brothers and I are very close. I love my family.
Sure.
No lasting effects from that. I still kind of give them grief about it, but whatevs.
Yeah.
But yeah. Great people.
All right. Tell us your crazy sibling story on National Siblings Day. 766-5969. You can also text us 96961. Hey, Amy.
My younger sister and I, we rolled a car down our driveway when we were 7 and 9.
On purpose?
No, my mom actually left us first at the top of a steep driveway with the car running and went back inside to get something. And my sister and I promptly got in a fight, so I jumped out of the passenger side. And when she was crawling across the seat to get out of the car to keep fighting with me, she kicked the emergency brake, and it was one of those Dodge C50s that if you bump the emergency brake, it just went. And the truck wasn't pointing down the driveway, it was pointing down the embankment. And my sister rode embankment.
Oh my gosh, did it do a lot of damage?
Yeah, it rolled, because both doors were open, it rolled the metal up to the windows. Oh.
Both the doors were open.
Yeah, so my sister, the stubborn thing that she is, she hung on to kind of a metal lip under the glove compartment. She rode the car over the embankment with both doors open, didn't come out.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you guys were okay. That's scary.
Yeah, my mom tells the story that she thought when she had little girls that we would just color.
Thanks for the call, Amy. Have a great day.
You too.
Hi, Mix 96. Who's this?
This is Nathan.
Hey, Nathan. Do you have a crazy sibling story?
Yeah. So one time we were playing indoor soccer together on the same team, and a fight broke out, and this other kid squared off against me. And just before we were about to go at it, I see my brother running from the side at full speed. He hits the kid, grabs him, throws him 20 feet into a wall.
Wow. Dang!
Yeah, he was very protective. I'm just glad the kid didn't hit me, or otherwise he'd probably be dead.
I was about to say, is the kid okay? He make it out all right?
Yeah, he hit the wall. He was dazed. My brother went over, grabbed him, picked him up, put him in a headlock, dragged him back to the rest of the pile, and grabbed another kid off of the pile.
Wow. He's like, you do not mess with my brother.
Is your brother Jean-Claude Van Damme? Or?
And then he did the splits. And you can text us, 96961.
Yeah, Brooke texted in when I was 8 and my brother was 6. We were play fighting, got aggressive. He kicked my front tooth out. Yeesh. Parents are probably really happy. Diane wrote in, I'm the youngest of 4. I have a twin brother. My story is my older brother is a mean SOB. And when my twin brother and I were about 16, my older brother was about 18. He must have been ticked my twin brother off because they were arguing loud, I might add. When I walk in, and my twin brother picked up a knife getting ready to stab my older brother.
Whoa.
Luckily, I stopped him. That scared the heck out of me. Then she says, I love my family. My sister has always been a bit bigger than me. She threw me on the ground, sat on me, and kept bouncing on my stomach.
That's such a sibling thing.
A 9-volt battery punctured my back.
Oh my!
I should laugh if that's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, and one more. I had a 20-year fight with my sister, and now it's starting to become my best friend. Oh, I like that one a lot.
I love that.
You can text us talking about your siblings, talking about crazy sibling stories. 96961, my younger brother and I got tired of my sister always telling on us when my parents were away. So we tied her up to our cabinet stereo, gagged her mouth.
No!
When they left the house one day. She did tell on us.
You think? She was ungagged?
I just can't even. You guys, that's just flat out mean.
Oh, my gosh.
My brother is a couple years older than I, and we were about 8 and 10. He trapped me in a cardboard box and pushed me down our stairs.
Yikes. I mean, it kind of sounds fun, yet terrifying.
It does. That is one of those things, especially boys would do, just to try. Hey, let's try this. And you always have that other boy who goes, yeah, that sounds like fun. You do it after me. And the guy never does it after you because you got injured. That's just the way it goes. But yeah, it's been fun hearing these stories. I got to say, though, a lot of times you guys text us, and I would like a follow-up. Like, how are things today?
I know.
Because some of these are pretty tragic.
Some are very tragic. All right, we're taking your calls to 766-5969.
When I was little, my sisters decided to strip me down naked and put a green face mask and lock me outside the house.
Oh my God.
Gosh, that's horrible.
So I had to run around the house, and they locked all the doors, and I had to stay out naked until my mom got home.
I'm sure you were traumatized by this.
Oh, absolutely.
How old were you?
I was 7.
Do you laugh about it now, or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
it's
good.
Always that every, like, family dinner, you know, it's brought up, and, but at the time, it was absolutely horrible.
Yeah, how much was your counseling bill after it was all said and done?
Did you ever get your sisters back?
Oh, I mean, I used to always sit on their heads when they
watched
me.
Of course you did.
Mix 96, who's this?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Do you have a crazy sibling story?
I do. When I have a brother who's 2 years younger than me, when he was learning to potty train, we were being watched by my aunt. Now, when we were younger, he couldn't say my name. He used to call me Bobo. Well, she realized while she was babysitting us that we disappeared. She couldn't figure out where we went. So she starts walking around the house, and all of a sudden she hears, "No, Bobo, no." And she opened up the bathroom door and sees my brother bent over the toilet and me in front of him or behind him picking toilet paper out of his butt because he'd been wiping too hard. Going, "No, Bobo, no."
On a side note, sister of the year.
On a side note, thank you for the visual. Good God.
No, Bobo.
No, Bobo. No banana for Bobo.
Exactly.
On Facebook, Aaron says, "My brother made a sign when I was 2 years old that said, 'For sale, a sister is cranky and needs a nap. $1 cash or check.' My mom caught him hanging it on a power pole out in front of
nice.
Our house."
Yes.
And Troy posted, "My brothers and I locked our older sister in the chicken coop, 15-foot high fence on the farm, and made her catch eggs without breaking them in order to earn her freedom. I maintain it was our friend's idea."
Of course you do. You can text us 96961, and they have been so good this morning. When my four sisters and I were under 12, my mom and dad decided to go to a family bonding activity. Okay? We went to a Christmas tree lot in the mountains where you cut your own tree.
Oh, that always sounds like such a good idea, right?
Each girl found their ideal tree. And we pitched such a fit about which tree that my mom got super mad. We left with no tree. Worse is, the local newspaper columnist was there and we made the paper.
No!
Mom never lives with tree shopping again.
That is not why you want to make the local paper.
My younger sister threw my cat in the clothes dryer. Oh, don't do that. They can actually go crazy. I couldn't read, so I climbed in to get it. She shut the door, and I couldn't get out. My mom found me later and let me out.
Oh, my gosh.
There's that
chicken. We didn't turn it on.
That person texted the chicken coop story, 15 feet high, right?
Yeah.
My mother forgets her twin sister's birthday. Every year, I have to ask if she remembered. How do you forget your twin's birthday?
Because it's all about me. That's funny.
That's great. Now, I need to know what happened here, but I'm just going to share the text as is, okay? I was about 9 years old one day, and I was passing in front of a neighbor's house. And she I'm assuming is the neighbor. She attacked me, pulling my hair, and slapped me like crazy, nonstop. I looked around to find help. Saw my 13-year-old brother on his bike laughing so hard he almost fell off his bike. Never helped me.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, the girl that beat her up is a psychologist now.
Working with children like you.
Of course she is.
Aww.